let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us on This Week in America. In the heartwarming and insightful memoir, Hounded by God, A Gay Man's Journey to Self-Acceptance, Love, and Relationship, a Catholic man shares his heart-filled gay journey. The moving account of his struggle to reconcile his faith and sexuality, the man is Joseph Michael Gentilini. He recognizes the role of faith in his life, which provides meaning to his personal identity. He also believes his faith does not conflict with his innate needs and desires. Joseph has always wanted to be in a career that involved helping others. An undergrad degree from Ohio Dominican in social welfare, he worked with the state of Ohio as a vocational rehabilitation counselor. He obtained a master's degree in counseling and guidance from the Ohio State University, then earning his Ph.D. Joseph is an Ohio-licensed professional clinical counselor and certified rehabilitation counselor. He retired from state employment in 2003. Also that year, his spouse Leo retired from the U.S. Postal Service. Hounded by God, A Gay Man's Journey to Self-Acceptance, Love, and Relationship by Joseph Gentilini, our guest on This Week in America. Joseph, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Rick, thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here.
I am looking forward to our conversation, a very important book, and I want to start by talking about the title. How did you come up with the title for this book?
I had several readers when I was doing this to make sure I could write it well and it was clear, and one of them said it reminded her of Francis Thompson's Hounded by God. And I heard that, and I said, that's it. Hounded by God. Because in many ways, my life has been hounded by God.
And we will talk about that and the experience that you will find it in Joseph's book. How about the encouragement, the inspiration to write this book? Talk about that. Were there people that encourage you to write the book and the inspiration for finally, it's one thing to think about doing it. It's an enormous task to sit down and to express your feelings as you did. How difficult was that for you to begin this process?
To be honest, it was daunting. And part of me, I said, I can't do it. I did not write in order to be published. But I started a journal, and I would journal my feelings. And at first, it was a few poems and letters. And then somewhere in the 70s, it became my journal. And every so often, I would share that part of that journal to others. And one of the men who really said I had to put it down in a book was John McNeil, the former Jesuit, who wrote many, many books about his life and the church and homosexuality. I also shared it with my religious and spiritual guru, my companion, who's a contemplative nun, who also said the same thing. I shared bits and pieces with some of the priests at the Paulus House, St. Thomas More in Columbus, Ohio. And one of the priests looked at me and said, these journals are not just for you. You have to do something with them. And I didn't know what to do. But they kept after me in many ways. And I finally said, all right, I surrender. God, you have to tell me how to do this. And it took a couple of years, and then I had this flash of insight. I said, I know who's going to edit this book. And I got a hold of David Schimmel, and I said, would you be willing to do this? And he wrote back, yes. Took him about a year to get started. And then he started to edit the book. And I had to send him 5,000 typewritten pages of my journal, and he got it down to, I think, 168 or so. He did a marvelous job, I think.
Yes, he did. And the result is the book, Hounded by God, A Gay Man's Journey to Self-Acceptance, Love, and Relationship by our guest on the program, Joseph Gentilini. The book is available at Joseph's website. Information there as well, gaylifejourney.com. Books available at Amazon, the usual places. Link on directly to Joseph's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. when you were writing the book and getting the book out there, what kind of reactions did you get? Positive from those that you went to, but were there negative, violent reactions that came out of the book as well?
There were no violent reactions to the book. I wasn't sure who it was going to reach. And what I found, however, is, for example, there was a 29-year-old man from a conservative state who found my book, got a hold of me by my email, and said he's scared to death. And he's coming out as gay, and I don't know what to do. And I helped him. There were some sisters, religious sisters, who read it. One said, I took your book, Joe, on my retreat, and that was my meditation, was your book. And thank you for writing it. It was the most spiritual book I've ever read. And I've had other. I mean, there are 15 reviews on Amazon, and there are a few other reviews by Cookus and NetGalley and a few places like that. So it's not a big seller right now, but it seems to be going where it's supposed to go. People hear of it, they see it, they read it, and they thank me. That kind of reaction surprised me. I was not prepared. I haven't gotten a negative reaction yet.
You know, that's amazing, because you were touching so many people, and this really is a life-altering book, touching people in a very positive way. The book is Hounded by God, A Gay Man's Journey to Self-Acceptance, Love, and Relationship. The book information available at Joseph's website, which is gaylifejourney.com. As he mentioned, it's also available on Amazon, and you can read all the glowing references there as well. Let's talk about your background. When you came out in the 1950s, that was the time when homosexuality was still considered a mental illness or a major sin in the church. What was the family's reaction, family and friends' reaction to your homosexuality?
Well, I kept it hidden. I didn't say anything. I thought I would get better. I thought it would go away. I ultimately came out in the late 60s or mid 60s. And I didn't know what to do. I broke down and cried. I had been in therapy to change it. And I broke down one day and told my mother, and I've never seen her cry like that, except at my father's funeral. And I knew that I had caused that pain. My father didn't really want to hear about it, which is okay. He was not really negative, but he was just there. He didn't want to see it. And then I wrote a letter to a newspaper in support of an article that had appeared. I didn't come out, but I suppose you could assume. And my mother called me up at work, and she said, Joe, I'm sorry the day I ever became pregnant with you. And the next year, same thing had happened. She said, you know, Joe, you're like a rattlesnake around my neck. And I have trouble saying I love you. Now, she went from there. That would have been the mid-70s. And then she reconciled with me through the efforts of a religious sister. And that reconciliation occurred in the late 80s. I had already been with my husband, Leo, since 1981, and we couldn't go to my mom and dad's house as a couple, and they wouldn't come to our house as a couple. And my mother would say it's a moral issue. Well, through the efforts of this sister, my mother reconciled with me by 1987. And after that, she hugged them and kissed them, and we could invite my parents over. We could go over there. Once my mother reconciled, then my father was on board. It was fine, but it was very, very difficult. I couldn't share an important part of my life.
Yes.
With my parents. I never had a negative reaction from friends. People who were really friends with me probably already knew. It wasn't a big issue.
With us on This Week in America, Joseph Gentilini, that's Gentilini. His book is Hounded by God, A Gay Man's Journey to Self-Acceptance, Love, and Relationship. Books at his website, GayLifeJourney.com. Of course, at Amazon. Link on direct lead to Joseph's website by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. You mentioned therapy. Talk a little bit about that. How long were you in therapy, and what was the reaction as you went through this process with your therapist?
Well, after I really accepted, I thought that this was who I was. It was intolerable for me to stay there. I could not accept it. So I went into therapy, and it was a clinical psychologist, and he said, "I think we can do this, Joe. I think we should work on this." And I went to a psychiatrist and got on some medication to help me deal with the anxiety, et cetera, that resulted. So I stayed with this psychologist for 1968 until 1974, weekly therapy to change my sexual orientation. It was very, very painful. It was very hard. And I often thought of suicide. And I would lay in my bed at night, and I would say, I have the means to commit suicide in the top drawer of my dresser. And if it gets too bad, I can always kill myself. And that was always the out I gave me, myself. Then, after that, 1974, then I tried to look for priests or somebody that would help me to accept, to deal with what I was facing. Because all those years, I thought, one, I was an abomination to God. God wasn't going to help me. I was out here on my own. And what was I supposed to do? I heard of an organization called Dignity USA, which is a Catholic group of gay people and family and friends. And I wrote them, and they would send me some information so at least I could grab on something to say it's a possibility. And then the focus of therapy changed. I, for the first time in my life, 1974, June, I met somebody, and for the first time in my life, my sexuality was accepted. I had a way of integrating it. I saw other people integrate it, and I became whole. It was like sexual and emotional and spiritual, all wrapped up. And I said, I went into the church, and I sat down and I cried. And I said, God, you have to help me. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm just at my wit's end. And I told God, a priest suggested I do this, and tell God that, one, you're going to continue in conversion therapy, or you're not, and you'll be celibate, or you will embrace yourself as you God made you and as you are. And I chose the last. I left the church that day, that night, and I felt, for the first time, I felt whole. And there was something good about this. And I came home, and I was really changed in many ways. But I was still scared. I was still not. So my mother had suggested I see this priest who, quote, did exorcisms. Now, I don't know why I agreed to this, but I went. And the priest looked at me and said, you know, Joe, if you don't stop what you're doing, you're going to hell. And I said, Father, I said, God is a father to me. And I said, he's got his arms open wide, And he says, I'll accept you, Joe. And I hung on to that vision, that my imagination, it was. So I came home and I started to integrate it. Therapists, our focus was different. I wasn't going to try to change anymore. And the priest said to me, or the psychologist said to me, so why don't you say, gay is good, or I'm gay and it's good. It took me months in order to get those words out of my mouth. I worked so hard to kill it with no success, but to embrace it took more time. So, you know, I stayed in therapy for several years after that, and I became much more accepting of right. who I was and who I thought God made me.
It's a powerful story, Hounded by God, A Gay Man's Journey to Self-Acceptance, Love, and Relationship. The author is Joseph Gentilini. He's our guest on This Week in America. I'll give you information on the book here in a few minutes. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's talk about your relationship with the Catholic Church and their stand on gay relationships. And there are churches out there that are gay-affirming churches. Talk about the relationship you have with the Catholic Church.
My relationship with the Catholic Church has gone through ups and downs. Being homosexual, or finding myself to be a homosexual, I knew the church was not accepting. And I didn't know what to do with this. This was a major part of my life, my sexuality and my spiritual. I had been raised Roman Catholic. I loved it. I found it spiritually enriching until. So what I did was I left the church. I left the church for about a year and a half. I wanted nothing to do with that. I wanted nothing to do with prayers. I wanted nothing to do with God. And I went on a retreat, thinking I wasn't going to pray, but I was going to see one of my friends. He was a Trappist monk at the Abbey of Gethsemane in Kentucky. And so I thought, all right, I'm going to go. So I went. And the next morning, I took a walk into the woods. And in my head, I kept saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then I found that I changed the words, but I didn't know how. I wasn't conscious of it. But I said, God, my God, how have I forsaken you? And I started to cry. So I decided I would talk to one of the priests at the abbey who I had talked to once before. And I talked to him, and I told him all that was going on in me. And he said, Joe, he says, God's got a hand on you. He's not letting go. And I said, yes, I know. He said, come back, or however you can come back. So I came back to the church. To a different headset, I guess, a different vision. And I found this nun who was so accepting of me and other priests. And I thought, you know, what is this? And then I discovered, although I should have known, although it was never preached, the Catholic Church has always taught the primacy of conscience. That even if objectively your conscience is wrong according to what they teach, it is immoral not to accept your conscience. So I hadn't looked at what the church taught. I think I knew it pretty well. And then I had to say, can I do that? Am I supposed to do that? And the answer was no. The answer was, I love you as you are, Joe. And so I came back, and I'm still Roman Catholic. I still believe in the primacy of conscience. Even John Paul II, even Benedict of the 16th, have written about the primacy of conscience. And there I am today. It also goes a little further than that. I think this is my vocation. I truly believe that I am to be a gay man, gay Catholic man, in a relationship with my husband, Leo, and with God within the institutional church. And I have shared, several religious nuns and priests have told me that it's been helpful to them. It gave them a new insight into gay people, into our spirituality. Now, a lot of my friends can't go to the Catholic Church anymore. They go to an affirming church.
Right.
And while it's very attractive to go to an affirming church, it won't work for me. Because I think God wants me to be here as a witness to God's love and mercy for all people, including gay people.
And touching people in such a very positive, affirmative way. I've got about a minute left here with Pope Francis. Are you hopeful that you'll see a change maybe in church attitude?
I think he's already started it when he was talking about who am I to judge.
Yes.
But I don't anticipate a real change for many, many years. Years ago, 1985, Leo and I took a retreat together at another monastery. And this one abbot said, and he had read my story, he had heard my story, I had stayed in touch with him, and he took us down to the Shenandoah River. And he said, gentlemen, the church is changing, but it will not happen in your lifetime. The pain and suffering that gay people go through now is like the blood of the early martyrs. And it is bringing about the change, but not in your lifetime. He said, love yourself, love each other, love the world, and love the church, and go. And so we are.
The book is Hounded by God, and the author, Joseph Gentilini, our guest on the program. You've been working with Reader's Magnet to get this book out to the general public with excellent response so far. What has that experience been like for you in working with Reader's Magnet?
Oh, Reader's Magnet has been wonderful. They took my idea, they took my book, they took my book, and they wanted to promote it, they read it, and I worked with some really good men over there, Bob and Andrew, and so I'm so pleased that they were able to arrange this conversation with you, Rick.
Well, I am too, because it's such an important conversation to have, and it's been a pleasure having you with us on the program. Joseph Gentilini, our guest on the program, that's Gentilini. His website is GayLifeJourney.com. The book is Hounded by God, A Gay Man's Journey to Self-Acceptance, Love, and Relationship. The book available at Joseph's website, of course, at Amazon as well, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to log on directly, link on directly to Joseph's website. Joseph, thank you so much for being with us on the program. It's an excellent message that you have, a very important one. Thank you for sharing it with us on the program today.
Thank you for this opportunity, Rick.
It has been our pleasure.
Your questions were really good questions to ask.
Well, thank you. It's a very important conversation. The book is Hounded by God, A Gay Man's Journey to Self-Acceptance, Love, and Relationship. Joseph Gentilini is the author and our guest. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.